529 is today's date. It's also the name of a savings plan to help save for college education. WUWF's Bob Barrett has more.
A 529 plan, and it's named after the federal tax code, Chapter 529. It's a way families can save for college and earn great federal tax breaks.
Mike Fitzgerald is the treasurer of the state of Iowa and past chair of the College Savings Plan Network. The network is designated May 29th, 529, as National 529 College Savings Day to highlight the importance of saving for college. The 529 accounts are good for anyone who has accomplished one important life event.
You have to be born, because you need a Social Security number. A lot of people are anxious to get started when mother's pregnant, but you have to be born. But once you're born, you can have an account set up for you.
And those accounts can be as large or as small as you like. Kristen Locke is Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Florida Prepaid College Board.
You can invest as much and as often as you want. So, we recommend a lot of times at tax return time or if it's your child's birthday, we always recommend families to consider putting those funds in their child's savings plan so they can save for future, and that may be the only time of year you contribute is around your child's birthday, so you don't even have to feel pressure to meet a monthly payment every month.
The 529 savings accounts are similar to 401k accounts in that the value of the accounts grow tax-free. Unlike your retirement account, you contribute after-tax dollars to the 529s. So when it's time to withdraw the money for college, all withdrawals are tax-free.
When you take that money out, you are not taxed on it at all. So if you have $20,000 in your account when your child enrolls in school, that's how much money you have to put towards their college. So you don't have to think about any tax consequences.
And Locke says, according to a recent study published in the Wall Street Journal, the cost of college is having long-term effects on students' lives.
The class of 2014 is now the most indebted class in history. And they are now facing nationwide around $33,000 in student loan debt. And that's, even accounting for inflation, that's double the amount people had to pay back about 20 years ago.
And one quick note about the state of Florida. Today we're talking about 529 savings plans, not the prepaid plan. And while the Florida prepaid option is a 529, not all 529s are a prepaid plan. The savings plans are more flexible and can be started any time during the year. And if you have an older child, it's never too late.
A lot of people, their child gets into high school and all of a sudden they just think, oh, well, I cannot save for all of it, so I just won't save at all. And that is a huge misconception. And actually, there's some recent studies that were done that show that children with a savings plan, even those under $500, are still 4 times more likely to go to college.
Kristen Locke also suggests thinking about these plans later in life.
Actually, you can enroll yourself in a 529 plan. If you know that you'll be wanting to go back to school and want to save some money, you can have a savings plan for any age.
Maybe you're a school teacher today, but you'd like to be a nurse. Well, start putting a little money away in a 529 plan, and you can go to nursing school.
And Mike Fitzgerald from Iowa also points out that these savings plans are good for schools in any state. It's not limited to the state where the plan was purchased.
If you have a plan in Iowa and you want to go to Yale, that's great. And as a matter of fact, if you want to go to, let's say, Southern Methodist, a religious school, that's fine too. Or a junior college or a technical school. The family decides where they want to go, what school they want to go to. And that of these 529 plans, it's one of the great things. You go wherever you want.
To learn more about college savings, you can go to Florida529savingsplan.com or call 800-522-GRAD or go to our website, wuwf.org. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.